WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A windy day out there. The rain has let up, although I don't know how much it was raining. It hadn't been from the time I woke up. I thought I might have heard a few moments of showers, but when I looked out the window, I didn't see anything. But it's definitely windy out there. Like, I'm watching this. It's consistent. The trees are all bent. It's pretty strong out there. So if you're heading out the door, be aware that it's breezy. It's 55 degrees, but you still might want to grab a sweatshirt or a light jacket. And kind of interesting that we got the PSA there about prostate cancer before we came on the air, since the news came out yesterday that former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. As someone who waited way too long, you know, what do they tell you? Like, when you're 40, you should start getting checked. And I didn't get my first. And then when I was 45, they tried to get me to do it. And they gave me the box, you know, the one that you put the sample into and then mail it off. Cologuard. And I didn't do it still. So then this year I had to go in for the prostate exam. The colonoscopy. So I learned that preventative measures are the best thing for cancer. So when I went through my kidney cancer, I was like, you know what? From now on, anything they tell me to do, prostate cancer, colon cancer, anything else that I need to get screened for, I'm going to do it. Even things that, you wouldn't think that I would need to be checked for. But, you know, I had them check my lungs for lung cancer. Not that I smoked, but I spent so much time around secondhand smoke that I had to err on the side of caution. My whole life, everybody around me smoked when I was a kid. My mom stopped smoking when I was in college. And my grandmother died around the same time. And anytime I was around them, they were always smoking. My aunts, my grandfather. So I spent a lot of time around it as a kid. And then I worked in a restaurant at a time when smoking was still allowed. And at Mill Pond Diner, back in the days when smoking was allowed in the restaurant, our non-smoking section was one booth back in the corner where you'd be trapped by all the cigarette smoke from everybody else anyway. But that whole place was nothing but people sitting at the counter and chain smoking while they were drinking coffee. One of the jobs we used to have to do every Sunday was during Sunday cleanup, because we closed early so we could go out front and deep clean the front. We'd have to climb up on the counter and wipe the ceiling of the diner with a rag. And you would take this white rag with bleach and wipe it down the ceiling. And when you pulled it back, it'd be bright yellow. And that would be, you know, after just 1 week. So be cautious, be careful, be vigilant, and keep an eye out for anything that seems unusual. And speaking of being vigilant, be careful with what you do with your debit card, because I was not careful on Friday, and it led to some of the biggest panic I've had recently. Not so much because I had lost the card. Like, it's not a big deal anymore to just cancel a card. They send you one within a couple of days. It's not that crazy. But when you don't know where you left it, you don't know where you lost it, and you're constantly checking to make sure nobody's using it, and you don't want to cancel it, though, because you know it's going to turn up. So I said, I'm going to give it one day. So basically, Friday, I went down and got myself breakfast at Scrambler's. I was in here working the board during Chris's remote broadcast from Honeydew, and I said, I'm just going to go down and grab an omelet. I don't usually eat breakfast. But I figured, you know, I had some time. I was sitting in here just kind of babysitting. So I ran down to grab that, and I paid for it. But I guess, you know, not paying attention, I didn't put the card back in my pocket. Came back to work throughout the whole day. Late in the afternoon, started getting a gallbladder attack, which I guess is I'm going to have to get used to unless I get it taken out. So I said, well, I'm going to go across the street to Walgreens and get some aspirin because I didn't have any. And I go over there to get it, and I go to pay for it. No debit card. I can't call Scrambler to see if I left it there because they're already closed. So I came back here, tore through my car, tore through the office. Didn't find it anywhere. Went home and said, okay, I'm just going to go home. I've got aspirin there. Ended up going to bed eventually and saying, I'll call them first thing in the morning and see if it's there. So they open at 6:30. I set my alarm for 6:30, called them at 6:30. They didn't have it. So I went back to sleep for a couple hours, got up, took a shower, came down here, tore through here again looking for it, couldn't find it. I was about to go to the bank and cancel it and said, you know what, let me just check Scrambler's one more time. And they said, hang on, and they pull out this jar they have of all the debit cards that I've left behind, like a 6-inch thick stack. And as they're pulling it over, I see mine right on the outside. I'm like, that's it. Apparently, when I called in the morning, they had misheard when I said my name. So good thing I checked, but oh my gosh, was that the most nerve-wracking thing? Again, not because, you know, oh my God, I got to get a new card. It's because you don't know what happened to it. You don't know where you left it. I'd only gone to Scrambler, so it had to be there or here. But if I didn't find it here and it wasn't there, then it was like, well, did I drop it in between when I was walking? And did somebody pick it up? And did they take it? And oh, man, nerve-wracking. But anyway, all worked out well. And then I paid a bunch of bills. So now I'm broke again. So it doesn't matter. Joke's on you, whoever would have had my card anyway. So this week, we are launching our brand new contest. This is the first time we've done something like this here on WBSM. But we are going to send you to Las Vegas to the Sphere to see the Eagles if you are the lucky winner. And so how is this going to work? Well, we've got all the details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And if you played our Money Talks game contest, if you were listening and entering the codes on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app, it's going to run pretty much the same way. Except instead of every hour giving you a code, we're going to give it to you three times a day. I'm just taking a quick look here. So at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. each day, each weekday, you're going to hear me come on and tell you the name of an Eagles song. You just go to WBSM.com or the app. You click on the contest page and you enter in the code the same way you did the Money Talks codes, except instead of a 3-digit PIN, it's the title of an Eagles song. And these are very easy to spell Eagles song titles. They didn't really have anything that was hard to spell. And then once you enter in the code, you're entered to win. And there's a chance to earn some bonus entries as well at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app by following us on socials and signing up for our newsletter and things like that. So you can earn yourself some bonus entries in addition to hearing those songs three times a day, the song titles three times a day, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. And what are you going to get if you win? Well, it's quite the package. You're going to get two tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas on Friday, September 5th. But of course, we're not just going to leave it up to you to get yourself out to Vegas to see the Eagles. No, we're also going to give you round-trip airfare for two to Las Vegas. We're going to give you a two-night stay at the Venetian. And we're going to give you $500 in spending money. That's a huge prize package and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I've seen the Eagles live. It was incredible. I didn't see them at the Sphere. I saw them at the Xfinity Center, but it was a fantastic show. And I think if you are the lucky winner, you're really going to not only enjoy the show, but the whole Sphere experience and just getting to spend a couple of days in Las Vegas on us. So again, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., listen for those Eagles song titles and enter them at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you could be the lucky winner going to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And it's brought to you here on WBSM by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. And I'll say this, meeting up with Lamone, if you're the winner, is completely optional. But he's willing to show you around Las Vegas if you want to meet up with him. Just keep in mind, I've never met him. I've known him for probably about 5 years now, but I've never met him in person. So again, 10 a.m. will be your first song title, 2 p.m., 5 p.m. And congratulations to all of our Boston Calling winners. You've all been notified now by Casey. The shows are this weekend. And it's going to be a fantastic lineup of acts. The weather's not going to be so great. I was looking at the weather earlier this morning for this weekend, and it looks like it's going to be kind of rainy. We'll see as we get closer what the forecast is. It's like 30%, 40% chance of rain each day. But we'll see how it is as we get closer. It's been beautiful weather the last couple of years. So hopefully that trend continues. This morning, we will be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll take your phone calls with him. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Rosemary Gill of the Zeitarian about some of the progress on the renovations over there. And we've got a few other things that are planned throughout the week as well. Thursday, if you are looking to get a little spooky in the springtime, on Thursday night at 6:30, I'm going to be presenting Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle for the Dighton Public Library, but not at the library because they're doing some work over there. We're going to be at the Old Town Hall in Dighton, which is 1111 Somerset Ave in Dighton. So that'll be at 6:30 this Thursday night. Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. I've got some new experiences to add into there and to share, and it should be a good time. We don't often get spooky in the springtime, so we'll take it. And speaking of taking, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We're going to be going to the news in a moment with Mike Roberts. When we come back on the other side, we can talk to you, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you want to discuss the Joe Biden cancer diagnosis, we can do that. If you want to talk about some of the local things that have been going on, we can do that as well. And again, we'll have the city council president, Shane Burgo, with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We can talk about the mayor's budget and now what the process is with the council over the next couple of weeks and months to be able to kind of pare down that budget. And how much can they? When the mayor is saying, you know, this is pretty much cut to the bone. Of course, they're still going to make some cuts anyway. So we can talk to him about that as well. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
President Trump wishing former President Biden well. A Connecticut woman found after 2 years missing and license plates in New York being faked.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Uber is introducing a new budget-friendly option for commuters. The rideshare company unveiled Route Share, which allows users to share a ride with up to two other passengers along busy corridors for up to 50% less than the cost of an Uber X. The service will have pickups every 20 minutes along direct routes from 6 to 10 a.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. It will be available in New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, and Baltimore before expanding to more locations. More than 2 years after she went missing while hiking in Japan, the remains of a Connecticut woman have been found. Larry Kofsky has the details.
Patricia Wu Marad of Storrs, Connecticut, was described by her husband as an experienced hiker. The New York Daily News reports she was last seen checking out of a guest house on April 10, 2023. Then last month, searchers turned up several personal items and what her husband said appeared to be a femur near a Japanese village. Her husband said Saturday that DNA tests confirmed the remains were a match. It is still unknown how she died.
President Trump wishing former President Biden a fast and successful recovery following his prostate cancer diagnosis. Trump said in a post on Truth Social yesterday that both him and his wife were saddened by the news, and they send their warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family. More than 3,000 drivers across New York have to pay up the cost of driving with a fake or illegal license plate. Andrew Whitman has details.
Law enforcement across the Empire State engaged in Operation Plate Check, a statewide crackdown on fake and obstructed car tags. More than 3,000 tickets were issued, and officials also found a dozen stolen cars during the sweep. Bad plates, often called ghost plates, let drivers avoid tolls set up to bill by license plates. The NYPD has been cracking down on ghost plates, too, especially since the start of congestion pricing in Manhattan, which can also bill by license plate.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's a bad idea for President Trump to accept a 747 jet from Qatar to someday use as Air Force One. Scott Carr has more from Washington.
Trump administration officials have already said they plan to accept the luxury 747 from Qatar's semi-constitutional monarchy and use it for the president's travel. The former vice president tells NBC's Meet the Press accepting the jet would raise security and constitutional concerns.
Qatar has a long history of playing both sides. They support Hamas. They supported Al-Qaeda. Qatar has actually financed pro-Hamas protests on American campuses across the United States.
Pence suggests if Qatar wants to give the U.S. a gift, it could direct $400 million to infrastructure on their military base.
My hope is the president reconsiders it.
One teenager is dead and another wounded following a shooting on Saturday night in Brooklyn.
Police say they received a 911 call about two people shot outside 812 New Jersey Avenue shortly before 10 o'clock Saturday night. Officers responding to the scene found an 18-year-old man shot in the torso. He was rushed to Kings County Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An 18-year-old woman was found with a gunshot wound to the leg. She was listed in stable condition at Brookdale University Hospital. Police are searching for the shooter.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Braves last night, 10-4. And the Mets head to Fenway tonight at 6:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy, 67 today. More clouds tonight, 47. Tomorrow, clouds, 62. And Wednesday, clouds and showers, 58. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Well, weird story out of Boston. WCVB has it. This happened on Friday night. An apparent road rage incident that got really, really wild. So it happened on Calm Ave in Brighton. According to police, the suspect reportedly chased the victim in his vehicle at a high rate of speed, causing the victim to crash. The suspect then exited their vehicle with a hatchet, assaulted the victim, and vandalized the victim's vehicle after they fled, breaking the windows and windshield. And then the suspect fled on Babcock Street in the direction of Brookline. He is described as a white man, about 25 years old, with a slight build and brown, medium-length hair and a short beard. He was wearing a white T-shirt with a plain font and lettering on the back, blue jeans and brown sneakers. And they have a pretty clear photo of him at WCVB.com. But imagine that. Imagine getting into a road rage incident, getting into a collision, and then the person comes at you with a hatchet. Now, I've changed my tune over the years about road rage. I used to be the kind of person that was like, oh, yeah, you want to flip me off? And I'd pull over and be like, come on over. But I've learned over the years, like, that's not a good approach, especially when you never know what somebody's going to do when they come out of their car. People are crazy these days. People have always been crazy, but they're especially crazy these days. So I don't want to incite anything. So, you know, I try to just, and also I'm trying to grow as a person, you know, and not get so mad. So it's like, okay, thanks, you know. The worst thing now, the thing that like kind of sets me off is the person who cuts you off and then you go through an intersection and they get the light and you don't. It's like, oh, if you hadn't cut me off, I would have gone through. But I was like, what's the difference? You know, you got to learn. You got to grow. You got to, it's not worth getting angry all the time when you're behind the wheel. But I never was the person that got out and went after somebody else. But then again, you know, nobody's ever come at me with a hatchet either. So I think that, you know, this just shows that, first of all, if you get into any kind of collision, be careful. But also, it's not worth it. If somebody's going to be a jerk on the road, just let them be a jerk. Move aside, let them go. But I can't imagine what that's like to just be sitting there. Like, you just crashed because this car behind you was driving like a jerk. And then they come at you with a hatchet. And also, how does the guy coming at you with a hatchet not know that you might be armed with a firearm? Don't bring a hatchet to a gunfight, I guess. But that's
What you can't be sure anymore. But I'm pretty sure they're going to have a good shot at getting this guy because, again, the surveillance for I'm guessing that's from a traffic camera. You've got a really clean, clear shot of the guy. But if you have an interesting road rage story and would like to share it, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I wrote about a road rage story that I had. Because I was so shocked by it. And so I wrote a letter. I called the article an open letter to the Wareham driver who cut me off and then did this. So I left the station here to go get a haircut in Onset. And I was going down 195. Got on Route 25, started heading toward Cape Cod. And I was in the right far travel lane of the three-lane highway. And just before the Wareham Onset exit, a large black pickup truck came out of nowhere from the middle lane and pulled out in front of me in a near miss in order to get into my lane before missing his exit. So he was just trying to get his big truck over because he wasn't paying attention and he almost missed the exit. And if you've ever missed the exit in that spot, it's terrible because you've got to go all the way down to the Bourne Bridge to get off the highway again. I've always thought they needed to have some kind of auxiliary exit or something there. And there's places where they could do it. I know the back roads. There's places where they could have a pull off, they could put in an exit. But they've just never done it. So when he did this, I kind of threw my hands up like, what the heck? And then I got off the highway and he had gotten off the highway. And when you get off the highway there, not long after if you're both heading in the same direction, which most cars, when they get off at that Wareham Onset exit, they're heading toward Cranberry Highway, not the other way. There's not a lot the other way. Just some houses and the dog park and stuff. But when you head the other way, you only get a little bit of space before you hit an intersection. And at the intersection, he stops in front of me, and then I'm behind him. And I see him open the door of his truck and get out and start walking toward me. And I'd never seen this happen before. I've had people pull up and yell at me. I've had people flip me off, but I've never actually had them park their car in the middle of the road to come out and talk to me. And I'm expecting this guy is going to get in my face, and I'm expecting this is going to get heated. But I'm just thinking to myself, like, stay calm, stay calm. And then he comes up to the window, and I roll the window down. And he says, I'm really sorry. You were in my blind spot. He got out of the truck to come over and apologize to me that he didn't mean to cut me off. And I was just totally floored by that because I never expected that. And not only had I never had anybody apologize to me before for cutting me off, I don't think I've ever apologized to anybody before for cutting them off. Maybe if I drove by them later on, I'd be like, sorry. And then, got the one finger salute, but I was not expecting that this guy would come up and apologize to me. I thought it was going to take a different turn. So I totally understand. I've had things happen in my blind spot before, especially with some of the big old cars that I drove. But this much different experience than having somebody come at you with a hatchet and then breaking your windshield. 508-996-0500. If you've got an interesting road rage story or anything else that's on your mind, we're going to take a break here and be back in a few. Well, it wasn't quite the end of the world this morning, but it was pretty windy and breezy, and it's still windy and breezy out there as I'm looking out the window, but the sun is peeking through, and it is a nice 55 degrees out there, but you're going to want to bring a jacket because it is a little windy, and you're going to feel that. But I've been watching out the window this whole morning, and the wind, it's not gusts. It's constant. It hasn't stopped. Like the entire time I've been sitting here, I've been watching these trees bent over and the leaves blowing around. So just keep that in mind, especially if you're taking out the garbage this morning. It's probably a good idea to put something heavy on the lid if you got it stuffed. There's nothing worse than, you know, taking out the garbage the night before, knowing that the trash is going to come early, and then you're laying in bed and you hear all of a sudden the bucket tip over. You're like, oh, I don't hear the truck either. So it's not the drivers. That's the truck just tipped over. There was one time that happened. I went outside in my shorts, you know, t-shirt, sandals, went out there and started picking everything up, and the truck pulled up as I was doing it. And the driver was like, oh, thanks for doing this. Like, oh, you know, most people would have just left it. I was like, well, I didn't want it to be all over the neighborhood, especially because, you know, my trash probably has my name on it. And they'd be like, oh, your trash was in my yard. Anyway, so we were asking about your worst road rage experience based on that story out of Boston. It's been a crazy weekend for traffic issues all the way around. We haven't even hit Memorial Day. There was a senior on the Cape who was killed in a crash on her prom night. I mean, there's tragic stories like that all the time, unfortunately, but now we're going to start to get into the season where people are just worse drivers. And it's not just the fact that it's, you know, summertime and people might be drinking and driving more or whatever. It's just that people just seem to be worse drivers in the summertime. And we do have a lot more people around too, so that plays a role. I was in Plymouth on Saturday. We went back to the Plymouth Bay Winery. And as we were driving down the road, I couldn't believe how many people were just like cutting other people off. This is going down Route 44. Just cutting other people off and speeding down that road when, you know, you can't go 85 down Route 44. I still remember the old days when it was all just back roads. But you still, there's that little stretch that's highway, but you shouldn't be going that fast. But I guess on a Saturday afternoon, people are in a hurry. Anyway, going to take a break here. We're going to get one more in before the end of the hour. We will be right back.
The whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and the thoughts turn to their own little girl.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Barry's got an interesting story this morning about these new